Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You know? Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You know? Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know?
Why did I wait so long, to figure it out? But I did it, and I'm the only one underneath the sun who didn't get it.
It's gonna make me rock on, man. Yeah, man. You like, thank you very much.
Slide up into
it. Yeah. Try and touch this, I'll be cool, but I don't want to. Oh! What can you say, man? This is a... Cool, Jesus. Hallelujah. They tell me, the mic's all right now. Now they tell me. I got a busted one, man. This is a 4-day creep. This is a... our favourite thing to boogie in. Rock on. This is a number from our album, Rock On. Hope you're going to do that with this one. It's mine, more of a roll on and all. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Thank you very, very much. You know, I had a fat lady woman, and I don't mean on the side, I mean fat.
Really? I'd like to see it anyway. Can you bring it around?
Yeah, I will.
Like,
Well, you said you would bring it around now, or...
No, I'm tied up the weekend. How about, like, weekend? Yeah, how about, like, on a Monday or Tuesday?
The trouble is that these people are expecting, these people are expecting something from me Monday. All right.
I'm working, man. I'm building some shit, you know, and I really got to get it built.
Right.
Just, you know, some cables and some shelves and some stuff, and I got to get it done, man. I put it with.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Queen will rise to the top, oh yeah. up, everybody? Welcome back to the best show here on a Tuesday night. It's me, Tom, your host of tonight's installment of the best show. And what's going on? It is January? Oh, brother, we got a long ways to go before 2020, right? Ay, 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 ay. Why am I, what am I even going to do in 2020? Why am I in such a rush to get to there? Like, it's not going to be more of this there? Yeah. What are we going to do, guys? You know what we're going to do? We're going to do the best show tonight. That's what we do. We do what we do. And that's what I do, baby. And here I come. And look out. You're about to get punched in the ears for about 3 hours. Welcome. The phone number 201-332-3484. And tonight we are figuring out the Beatles of Scum. Who are the Fab Four of Filth? And we will figure that out and get into that and have all sorts of other fun things to talk about. But in the meantime, I tell you to sit back, relax, and get ready for the best show, because that's what we do, and that's all we can do, so we do it, so let's do it. It's time for the best show. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Show. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Rough 24 hours for the kid over here. Rough 24 hours, let's just say. Yeah. Well, let's say what music we heard first. Oh, that was figured to give up-and-comers a little shot in the arm there. Rolling Stones, Child of the Moon, mono B-side. They got good B-sides sometimes. Not really. Not too many. right? Then before that, we heard Wimps from the album Garbage People. Cave Life. That's on Kill Rock Stars. That's a good record. I'm telling you. This came out last year, man. Kill Rock Stars. Great label. Wimps, great band. Name of the album's Garbage People. Yeah, so I had a rough time that good and Poochie chomped down on a bone and got stuck in her esophagus, and then had to get it fixed, so it created a reel. She's okay. Knock on wood for my sweet dog, Good and Poochie. Greatest dog ever. No offense to your dog, but my dog's just that much better. A little bit. A little better than some of your dogs, a lot better than most of them, though. I've met your dogs. There's some great dogs out there. Definitely some silver medal hounds. Only one dog gets the gold, though. Good and Poochie. Get better, Good and Poochie. Stop thinking you can swallow stuff. Come on, Good and Poochie. Tighten it up. Stop with the bone swallowing. So that was it. Also, you work at a vet. This is all I'm going to say. You work at a vet. And then somebody calls to check on their dog. Yeah, maybe you call them back. All right? The worst thing in the world. Can't kick a phone call back. I'm not calling 30 times an hour asking what the deal is. Waiting for an update. Let's give a call back, huh? Would it kill you? You go there and they're all sitting around chit-chatting. If you're leaning, you could be cleaning. Remember that. That goes for everybody. Especially the crew out here on the Best Show. It's Mike. Hey, that dude rolls in, plants himself in the chair. I never saw anybody, he becomes the chair. This dude doesn't get up for nothing. Oh, you know when he gets up if I offer airtime to him, suddenly spring in his step. Suddenly Fred Astaire. He's up doing, suddenly it's Mary Poppins Returns out there. He's up doing a soft shoe. Otherwise, he's gonna be one of these grabber stick guys. Don't turn into a grabber stick guy, Mike. You get those sticks with the hands on the end. That way you can sit. You reach over, you grab the remote with your grabber stick. Don't you turn into, if you get a grabber stick, I'm going to crack it over your head. I can tell you right now. You better get ready. You're going to have two half grabber sticks. One side with the grabber, the squeeze thing. The other side with the claw. I'll bend the thing around the shape of your head like in a cartoon. Like a cartoon. Remember when they'd bang their heads on beams in cartoons? And it would become the shape of their head, would fit the shape of their head? You remember that, Mike? Those are the good old days, huh? Not like these cartoons today. Phone number 201-332-3484. Tonight we're talking about the Beatles of Scum. Who are they? We'll figure it out. We got a lot more to talk about. I think there's some president thing going on now. I don't know. Who would watch that? Why would you watch it? Oh, he said something different. Oh, did he? Oh, it's different now? It's not going to be more of the same. You couldn't see that from 100 miles away. Some slight variation on more of the same. No, couldn't see that coming. Who's good here, Mike? Line three. I know he's hurt because I zung him by being planted in the chair. I'll throw you some airtime later. Okay? I'll give you some calendar time. How many calendars you got left? Restock. You pulled the trigger on the restock. Good for you. Fortune favors the bold, Mike. You know where I got that from? The movie Bohemian Rhapsody. Best show, hi.
Hello.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Liam.
Yum? Oh, Liam. Okay. How are you?
Liam.
Liam, what's going on? This is one of my favorite callers ever right now.
Nothing really.
How old are you at this point, Liam?
10.
You're 10.
Yep.
So what's going on? But you're for people who don't remember Liam, it's been a few months since you've called, right?
Yeah.
And everybody loves you because you called. One of the things they always talk about is your fantastic invention. And what was that again?
Bobby Joe.
And now Bobby Joe is
my imaginary friend.
Your imaginary friend, which is
my best friend.
Yeah, but Bobby Joe drives around on a fun way of getting around, huh?
Yeah. A toilet car. But now,
they
changed it so it can only be an average car. So now it only has 4 wheels instead of 18.
So Bobby Joe doesn't drive around in an 18-wheel toilet car anymore.
Nope, sadly not.
Sadly not. He's on a 4-wheel. He drives around in a conventional 4. Everybody, what's he, get a minivan now, Bobby Joe?
I don't know.
It's not a regular car, is it? Bobby Joe's not getting old on us, is he?
No, he's not.
Good. I don't want Bobby Joe becoming like a imaginary soccer dad or whatever he'd be. Right?
Yeah.
So tell me more about what are you up to and what's Bobby Joe up to these days?
Well, I just have boring school every day.
Boring school every day, right? What's the most boring subject?
Probably math.
Math, yeah, that's pretty boring. Are you good at it, though?
Sort of.
Let me see how good you are. You ready, Liam?
Yeah.
2 plus 2. -2 plus 2.
I think 4.
2 plus 2. Hold on. I got to actually figure it out. 2 plus 2 is what?
4.
-2.
Is 2.
+2.
Is it just too boring? Can we get on to the part where...
Hold on. I'm just making sure you're good at math. Calm down.
This is what I do all day. I have to sit here and listen to this stuff.
I'm just giving you a little test, all right? It's over. The math portion of the call's over, all right? Sheesh.
Okay, good.
Yeah, oh boy.
Like math.
Yeah. Sorry, boss. Forgot who I worked for. So, okay, so what's going on? Tell me, let's get to the exciting stuff. What's up, Bobby Joe? I mean, Liam.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
No.
You're rushing me through the math stuff, and now you got nothing to say.
No, I don't have anything to say.
You got something. What's going on? School's boring. What do you do for fun?
Video games.
Like what video game do you play? Don't say it.
Fortnite.
Oh. You ever hear my voice on Fortnite?
No.
I'm on it.
Oh, you are?
I am. There's a DJ.
That's cool.
You ever get to the DJ? Try to get to the. I don't play this thing. I have no idea what it is. All I know is that they paid me to go do a voice thing, and then they paid me again to do it again, and then suddenly I found that thing. Then they told me, if you got your parking receipt, we wish you would have brought that up to us in advance that you were going to need to submit parking. We'll pay it this time, but it needs to be a discussion for future sessions. And then you find out the thing makes $100 million a month. These guys are fighting me over a $35 parking thing.
I know, parking sucks these days.
Yeah, you said it, Liam.
Yeah?
Parking sucks these days. But I'm a DJ on Fortnite somewhere where I'm like, hey, is anybody out there? Is anybody out there? I saw something in the sky. Or whatever I said. I don't know. Where would I be on Fortnite? Where would that even be?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Out of the sky?
I don't know. I'm a DJ on the thing. You tell me. You tell me. Where would you even hear my voice on that thing?
Oh, are you on the Save the World?
I don't know. You tell me. You play it. You play it, Junior. You tell me.
I mean, there's a lot of different whatever.
Okay. Well, help me figure out where it is.
I don't know where it is.
I got to do the thing where it's just like, I'm like, hey, is anybody out there? I'm taking.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
here we go. Here we go. Where is it? Where is it, Liam? Where's my voice on that thing?
You're that.
Don't insult
me. You're one of those people that you have to save. And you have to kill all the zombies to get you.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it?
No. I haven't heard it that much.
Somebody's got to record it. I want to hear what it sounds like. They better not have put some dumb effect on my voice that makes me sound stupid. Right? Oh, I'm glad you think that's a. You think that's a real
voice
hoot.
Changer.
Yeah, you think that's a real hoot, huh? Do you know who I was talking to? You know who I was talking to the other day?
Who?
Bobby Joe.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, you know what he said?
What did he say?
He said he was going to the movies. He went without you.
What movie did he go to without me?
He saw Into the Spider-Verse without you.
Oh, come on. Me and my dad and him were going to see that.
Yeah, he saw it already. He said he's going to ruin it for you.
Okay, Bobby, that's the last time I'm ever going to do anything. Go to movies with you.
You know what other movie he's going to go see is Holmes and Watson.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the movie?
Customer.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. Movie.
No, that's the movie where it's, he's going to see that. What movies do you want to see, Liam?
I wanted to see the Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. I saw it, Bobby Joe saw it.
And I want to see probably the Wreck-It Ralph movie or whatever.
Yeah. Man, you can sit that one out.
Okay.
I saw it. Me and Bobby Joe saw it.
Again?
Yeah.
Bobby Joe, come on.
I don't know why you think you're talking to him. He's over here. He's here now. He's with me.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He's in the studio with me.
God.
Right,
make sure
Bobby
he doesn't
Joe?
Cause any trouble anymore.
Oh no, he is. He's dancing on top of the table.
Okay, that's good. That's what he usually does.
I'm gonna tell you this, Liam. You gotta find my voice on this Fortnite, and you gotta record it, and you gotta play it back for me. They better not have made me sound dumb on this thing. I'll cry.
Okay.
All right, buddy. You got to hook me
okay.
up. Help me out.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No.
You're good at your...
Wait.
Good, well, okay. Wait. All right. All right.
Wow. What is the Beatles scum thing where you have to talk about a band?
Yeah, this might go over. This one might be out. This one might be above your pay grade.
Oh.
Yeah, don't worry about
what's
it. This one's for the adults.
Daddy, what is the answer?
For you to decide.
Oh, it's for me to decide.
Here's the thing. You tell your father. This is what you got to tell your father.
Dad, are you listening?
No, this is what I want. This is what I want you to tell him. This is what I want you to tell him.
Okay.
Say, hey, Pops.
Hey, Pops?
Say,
is that what he said?
Say, hey, Pops, give me your wallet.
Hey, Pops.
Say, hey, Pops, give me your wallet.
Hey, Pops, give me your wallet.
Did he give it to you?
No, he didn't. He just waited for me.
Do you get an allowance?
No, I don't.
You don't? How do you get money?
I have to pull weeds.
You got to pull weeds?
Yeah.
This is what you say now. Hey, Pops, my weed pulling days are over.
Hey, Pops, my weed pulling days are over.
I want cash and I want it now.
I want cash and I want it now, Dad.
No, Pops. Just call him Pops.
Okay, Pops.
Say, hey, Pops.
Hey, Pops.
Give me your credit card.
Give me your credit card.
No, and make sure I get that 3-digit code on the back. Okay, say that to him.
Make sure I get that 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, because I'm going shopping. Tell him I'm going shopping.
I'm going shopping, Dad.
Pops.
Oh, Pops. Pops.
And tell him if you don't like it.
If you don't like it.
You can kick rocks.
You can kick rocks.
There you go. I'm not responsible for you getting in trouble, by the way. If you get in trouble, that's not my problem.
Okay.
Because, you know, you sound like a little Weisenheimer, to be honest. You are,
what
aren't
that
you?
Mean?
A little troublemaker, right?
Yeah.
You're a little bit of a troublemaker. You pin it on Bobby Joe half these times. Right?
Yeah.
We know who does some of these things. Oh, Bobby Joe did it. Right?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah.
He does a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Joe did it.
Not even Bobby Joe.
Bobby Joe is here eating.
Yes?
Yeah.
Make sure it's healthy.
It is healthy. It's a goat cheese. It's a beet and goat cheese salad.
That seems gross.
With a raspberry vinaigrette dressing on the side.
That sounds gross.
And he's dipping the salad. He's dipping it in because he doesn't want to pour the whole thing. He's counting calories.
Ew. Okay.
All right, kid.
All right.
You call soon.
I'll call.
Good kid. I like him. I like that kid, Mike. You remember you put him through. Yeah, now I know you did. I'm telling you to remember to keep doing it. Look, you know, you get out of line. I got you where I want you now. You got some calendars to move. You don't fly right. Might not hear a whole lot of apmike.bandcamp.com mentions on the air. And also, whichever one of these animals who listens to this show that put the sticker on the Best Show post office box, it's still stuck there. It's still got like sticker residue. It's the only post office box in the whole thing has sticker residue on it because some animal put a sticker that just said AP, they wrote apmike.bandcamp.com on it. Best show, hi.
Oh, hey, Tom. This is Nick in Halifax.
Nick in Halifax. What's up tonight, Nick?
Not much. Just having a few beers and some pizza.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. Some of that awesome Canadian pizza, right?
Yeah, I've been hearing about you complaining about the Toronto pizza. It sucks over there. It's good in Halifax, though.
Yeah. Do they slice it down the middle so that way you can pretend you're in fourth grade eating at a pizza party for children?
No, they leave it. It's just one big thing. You can even like fold it in half.
Big boy pizza, huh?
Growed
up pizza. They let you have that growed up pizza up there?
Yeah, you can choose to slice it in half yourself if you want.
Not like in Toronto, they slice it down the middle in Toronto. What are they worried? It's going to fall out of your hand?
I don't know, man. They're all uptight over there, they say.
They should worry more. What they should worry more about in Toronto is scrubbing those pans clean. I go get a piece of pizza and it's got sun-dried tomatoes on it. Why does it taste like fish?
I try to avoid the pizza every time I visit that city.
Good idea.
More of a beef patty city.
So what can I do for you, buddy?
Okay, I just want to tell you about something. So me and my friend, we love the Best Show, and we were listening one night, and we were drinking, and you were talking about Jim Harbaugh, right? And you said something about some sicko getting a tattoo that's and I think you kind of laid the parameters down. You're like, somebody should get a tattoo that says Milk Holder. And my friend happened to have a tattoo machine there.
Oh, no.
And, he put a Milk Holder right on my gut, on my belly.
No, he didn't. No.
I swear to God, yeah.
You have a tattoo now that says Milk Holder.
Yeah, I woke up.
On your stomach.
A lot.
Oh, no. Why? Do you regret it? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you regret it now? High 9?
7?
7, yeah.
A little 7.
And we're early. Yeah. We're early in this.
Yeah, I got other bad tattoos, so it's not my most shameful one. But I still, it was hilarious at the time. But the next morning, I was wondering what I'm doing with my life.
What's your worst tattoo? What's your worst tattoo?
I got a ween tattoo.
A ween tattoo.
Yeah, the boobnish. They're like their logo.
Oh yeah, no, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, look, do you like ween?
I do like ween.
Yeah, then that's fine, right? You're cool with it.
Yeah,
it's
but
like you're walking around
the
night
ranger.
Yeah, like you got a night ranger tattoo.
No, yeah, I mean, it's a. I got other tattoos, so it's not so bad. I mean, it kind of. If I only had a ween tattoo and a Milk Holder tattoo, I think that would be pretty bad. But it's not the end of the world.
It's not like you're walking around with a Crazy Town tattoo.
I think I'd actually be more proud of a Crazy Town tattoo than the Milk Holder, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, that says a fair amount about how much beer you drank that night.
Yeah.
Did you really do this? Are you going to send me a picture?
I can tweet that at you right now. I got it all lined up. I kind of figured you'd ask that. So I can tweet that at you right now if you want.
Please do. I want to see this.
Okay. It's from at Nick Martinello, and I'm tweeting at you right now.
All right.
It should be sent.
You read? Oh.
It kind of looks like a prison tattoo, to be honest with you.
Ay, ay, ay. Milk Holder.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I get make it when I'm can at you the make pool. That I and E at least? Can it say Milk Holder?
I kind of actually say that. I don't know. Maybe it's the Atlantic Canadian accent, but
what are you giving me?
People
the
here do
in that
say
picture?
Milk.
Looks like you're giving the finger in that picture.
That was unintentional.
What are you, Joe Belock? WFMU DJ Joe Belock. I love him. I love him to the end of time. Every picture of the dude, he's flipping someone off.
Oh, that's no good.
Come on, Joe. Give us a nice picture without giving somebody the one gun salute, huh?
While I'm here, can I do the topic? The scumbag Beatles?
The Beatles of scum.
The Beatles of scum, yeah.
Yeah, let's tighten it up. Tighten it up over there, milkman.
Okay. All right, so I got Edward Furlong.
Eddie Furlong, a Terminator 2 star. Why would he be on it?
You know, he's just got a bad attitude. He's had his problems, but he's kind of a jerk about it. You know, there's one, he went to prison, and then there's a video of him getting out of prison. He's like acting like he's like a big shot, you know? So there's lots of people who have, you know, fallen on hard times, but he doesn't have a good attitude, I think. And, just that, you know, his whole look, the ponytail and stuff.
All right. Sounds like a little bit of a personal grudge in there somewhere. But what else do you have?
Martin Skrilli,
that's a good one.
Pharma Bro. Then I got Gigi Allen. That's, you know, low-hanging fruit, but I feel like he's should be on the list. And Chumlee from Pawn Stars.
That's harsh. What did Chumlee ever do wrong?
I didn't really. I thought it was just like generally people who seem like a scumbag. I don't know.
All right. Okay, calm down with that, huh?
Well, he does take money from people. He runs a pawn shop. That's
okay.
That's not morally.
I tell you. Okay, look, guy, this tattoo you got. Say, email me, so I'll send you something. I'll send you something because you went and got this tattoo. How about that?
Oh man, that would be amazing.
I'm going to send you a Best Show sticker to slap on top of it.
I would really appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, buddy. You have a great night.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Good guy. I only slept like 2 hours, and I slept in my car. You know where I parked? I literally slept in front of that, that liquor store with the clown? The angry clown statue or the angry clown sign. Literally fell asleep right in front of that. Yeah. Woke up looking at that clown. Because I was taking care of Gooden Poochie. The knucklehead had to chomp a whole bone. Come on, Gooden Poochie. Yeah, so I ain't slept a whole lot. We'll get it. We get it, though. We do what we do. We get it. It happens, right? We have happens, and we have a good time, and then when we have a good time, we sing fun songs like this one. No, I'm not playing that. Yeah. Phone number 201-332-3484. Best Show, hi.
What up, douche? Ploptron 5... Wait, is it 6,000? It's 5... Plop... I can't... It's been so long since I've called, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I mean, was it 5,000?
It was 5,000. I don't know where if it was upgrade. I didn't know if there was an upgrade at some point.
I feel like there was an upgrade every year, maybe.
But it's arbitrary because it's not real, is it, Darren?
It could be.
Yeah. Well, let me just say for people who don't know, this is Darren Ploppleton, who I work with over at Consolidated Cardboard, and I guess it's been, I see you every day at work, you know, but this is the first time in at least a year that you've actually called in.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know how crazy things have gotten, you know, since I got that job working nights at the Trump Miniature Golf Resort in Westbridge.
Yeah. The miniature golf resort, which it seems like an odd kind of, because it's a small resort, because it's a small golf course, because it's miniature golf.
Yeah, I mean it's 18 holes, but they're all pretty tricky, and of course. It was supposed to be gold clubs and stuff, but, you know, that didn't happen, of course.
Yeah, they never showed up.
No, they didn't show up, and he was supposed to show up a couple times, and he didn't. So I was already miffed at him, and I'm even more miffed at him now. But I'm not sure if you saw his 10-minute speech that he was giving from the Oval Office. And you probably didn't because you were doing your show, right?
Yeah, I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Well, I lost a bet. I bet my friend Dougie that his tie tonight would be at least 4 feet long from the knot.
Okay.
And it was longer.
It was longer.
It was, yeah.
So it's like a red garden hose.
Exactly, yes, yeah. At one point, I think I even saw water coming out of it.
Out of it, okay.
Yeah.
So literally, yeah, okay. Well, that's an interesting, those ties are pretty spectacular. Hey, can I say to you, Darren, do you really think you calling is the smartest thing for you to be calling the show after what happened on Saturday? I'll take that as an answer. That one groan spoke volumes. Because what you did for people who don't
great.
Know.
You're going to tell everybody. Great.
Yeah, well, you know, you're calling the show and you crashed your car into a hardware store over on Saturday night. You know,
and I mean,
luckily nobody was hurt. Because nobody was in the store at that point. So, but you got booked on you got a DUI, drunk driving.
And there's that fake news for you in effect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fake news. Well, what do you mean fake news?
Well, Tom, let's just say things aren't always what they seem. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Things aren't always what they seem, but you did crash your car into Softy's Hardware, right?
I did, and like you said, thankfully, old man Softy wasn't there. There were no customers. It was closed, and it was lucky he wasn't there because I know he likes to walk up and down the aisles after store hours mumbling in the dark about the time he met Linda Carter at a rodeo. I'm sure you've heard him do it, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you'll go in there looking for a hammer or whatever you're looking for. And then he's always kind of, he can take any conversation back to that rodeo where he met Linda Carter.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And then I'm not sure if you had to stick out the whole conversation or not, or if you've been able to get out of the store in time, but it always goes back to him beating himself up for not asking her out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he must have been, I mean, this was like the late 70s, so he was already, I think, 60 at that point. He's so old.
Yeah.
And she must have been like 27.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's still beating himself up about that. Just to stay on point here, Darren, how is this car crash, not what it seems, to use your phrase?
Do you really want to know?
Uh-huh.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
All right. I wasn't drunk.
Wait, you... So then why would you... Why haven't you contested, like, the drunk driving charge?
Look, I really don't want to get into this right now, especially on the radio. Let's just leave it at, I was on my way back from the supermarket, and I lost control of my car, and I had an accident, okay? Yeah, that's okay. It. End of story.
I don't understand why you would, if you weren't actually drunk, why would you choose to kind of suffer the consequences of a DUI, of a drunk driving charge? That's a big deal.
Look, it's just too embarrassing to talk about. It's just too embarrassing. I don't want to talk about it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, but it's a very serious thing.
I know.
Uh-huh. So, if you weren't drinking,
Right.
What caused you to lose control of your car and crash into the hardware store?
I lost control of the car because I was getting incredibly offensive and stupid, so I made up.
Sorry, what was that?
I lost control of the car because I was laughing at this incredibly offensive, stupid song I made up. I was so in hysterics about it that I lost control of the car.
And that is why you actually crashed your car into the hardware store.
Yes, the song was that funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, but so. The police report, which I saw in the on your desk, to be honest,
I don't like that.
Yeah, well, that's not my proudest moment either. But it
the snooper's back, everybody.
Fair enough. That's guilty.
We don't need to rehash that.
Uh huh. Well, I guess we both have things we're guilty of.
We do.
But with yours. Why did it say the police found 6 empty beer bottles in the passenger seat?
Well, look, I knew the cops were on their way, okay? And I knew they were going to ask me what happened. Mm-hmm. And there was absolutely no way I was going to sing that song for the cops, for a lawyer, for a judge, anybody. So in a panic, I chugged the 6 beers that I had in the grocery bag, and when they showed up, you know, I was drunk, and so they just...
After the crash.
Yes, after the crash.
That, okay, it's very weird. Maybe the weirdest thing I've ever heard, but because you, just to follow the logic here, you chose to go to literally to go to jail for driving under the influence,
right?
Over having to sing the funny song you made up to the police officer to so he would know why you crashed the car.
Tom, this song was so astoundingly stupid and dirty, okay? And I'm 100% certain you would make the same choice. Any right-thinking person would have done what I did.
Uh-huh. Okay. That makes sense. But what was the song?
There is no way I'm going to sing that song for you. There's no way.
There's no way.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Just to even give it some context to this whole thing so people maybe can understand your side of things.
It's too stupid and it's too dirty, okay?
Well, I can kind of just do this song. Just let me hear it. Come on.
Okay, I'll sing it, but you're definitely going to have to bleep major chunks of it, okay?
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so, you know, everyone's talking about Bohemian Rhapsody, the film. I haven't seen it yet. I hear it's very accurate timeline-wise. Is that true?
Sure. No, it was when Queen did another one, when they did We Will Rock You after...
What, like 1976?
No, I think they did it in the movie after Crazy Little Thing Called Love and...
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have a mustache.
No, he definitely did, yes.
Wait, what?
Sure.
Oh, man. So, anyway, you know, everyone's talking about that, so I start thinking about that song, Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, and so I'm driving along, and it just kind of comes to me, you know, and I start going, Mama, just a man, put it up to his, pulled my, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and blown.
I see a little. So I can, you know, I condensed it, but you get the gist. Hello?
Yeah.
What? Are you okay?
Oh.
What's wrong?
Just hold on. That I had to pull away from the mic. I was laughing too hard. I almost had to leave the room. I guess
right?
That is the funniest I had and filthiest song I've ever heard. And when I heard the first two lines, I was like, oh, this is just going to be so dumb and this is going to be this some stupid, predictable, obvious, like, sexual innuendo. And then it was. But I just got to say, what you did in the operatic section. Yeah, that might be the funniest thing, a musical thing I've, maybe even just funniest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
That's like bordering on genius.
Well, now I feel kind of vindicated because I know you know comedy, and I thought it was really funny too. And I never really heard a song like that before. And you know, it's like Keith Richards talks about just you know being the antenna, and you pick up a song and you can't really control it. That's how it was. I was just in this zone when this like funny filth came to me.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I gotta say, it's something that's so obvious and should just have been terrible, but you went all the way down the line with it and really squeezed every bit out of it. And that opera, again, the operatic section is, I mean, I had to bleep so much of it.
Right.
But I could not believe what I was hearing.
Well, why couldn't you believe it? Because you don't think I can come up with something cool?
What?
Never believed in me.
Okay. Well, why are you getting aggressive?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Why? I mean, I'm complimenting your song.
I know. In addition, I got the stress of the accident, and also I'm really bummed out about my diet.
Your diet.
Yeah, I've been super vigilante about eating clean, but I still haven't reached my goal yet, and I've been doing it forever, and I just don't get it. I go straight from the tub to the dinner table, you know, and it's just I just kind of plateaued.
Okay, well, hey, I just want to I'm not even going to go near the fact that you said you're being vigilante about your diet. I just want to ask you, do you know what eating clean actually means?
Of course I do, you dip.
All right. I question that.
Why?
Well, do you think, Darren, that eating clean means that you like literally take a bath before you eat?
Shut up, man.
No. Wait, shut up? No, I mean...
Shut up. There's no time for this conversation right now.
Let's sort through this a little bit.
Why do you care what I think?
Because you brought it up. And you've been... look, sidebar, you're always such a... You do whatever you want. And you get away. I just, but now you say a thing like this and you're making such a federal case about it.
Well, all right, well, what do you think eating clean is?
What do I think? Well, I know it means you're eating whole foods and avoiding processed foods, and you're eating a natural diet.
Huh. That does kind of make sense.
So that's news to you?
Well, yeah, I thought you really had to, like, scrub yourself before you ate. That sounds right, that it means, like, eating whole foods and not eating processed foods. So this means that I can probably stop washing my pizza and hamburgers in the sink before I eat them, right?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much a lock. Yeah, you can stop doing that.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe I've just been scrubbing the nutrients out of them.
You've been scrubbing the nutrients out of the pizza.
Yeah, with a Brillo.
Uh-huh. I don't know if that's so much of the problem with what pizza is. Yeah, I would question that part of it.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I think it might be eating pizza is not.
It's good to know. It's good to know. Oh, wait, hang on.
What?
Oh, this is nuts.
What's nuts?
Well, I saw your. I'm not sure if you breached tonight's topic or not about the scum beetles.
A little bit. We just started.
Well, apropos of that, I'm going to nominate myself right now as the John Lennon of scum.
Uh huh. Okay. Why would you do that?
Well, I just got an email from Gigi Allen's brother Merle. Have you heard of him?
Have I heard of Merle Allen? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, he has very, very identifiable facial hair.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he says he's been listening to the Best Show tonight, and he thinks I have what it takes to be the new frontman in the Murder Junkies.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Have you heard of the Murder Junkies?
I have, yeah.
Good band.
Oh, are they? Are they a good band?
Very good band. Very good band. And he says they were about to go on tour with a Gigi Allen hologram.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't pooping right at first. So they had to have it tinkered with, and then they tinkered with it, and now it poops too well.
Okay, okay.
You know, and you can imagine the you know, the...
Yeah.
Whatever that causes, you know?
Sure. No,
it's
a real
torrent.
Uh-huh.
It's a real torrent.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Well, anyway, so he says they want a real singer, like a flesh and blood singer.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks I'm the guy, and it says here he needs to know what my cowboy boot and jock strap sizes are.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he also says he needs to see my smearing technique on video. And that's where you would come in. I know you're very much in touch with the video world. Would you video me doing it?
No, I would not. No.
Why?
I don't want to video video you.
No, he does want videotape.
Okay,
he only has a VHS.
Okay, that's even another reason why I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
He wants to get your smearing technique on tape.
He does. Yeah, no. But you won't do it?
No, I won't. I don't want to do it.
Friend, that. You are.
Some friend. Oh, okay. Here we go.
You know, you're just jealous because you're not going to be the one up on stage smashing yourself with a mic stand and rolling around the floor in a puddle of broken glass and fetid and...
Yeah.
Until you...
I'm bleeping you.
How much did you bleep?
A fair amount of it.
Okay. Well, you're also jealous that I just came up with a new diet craze.
Uh-huh. A new diet craze. What is that?
Eating dirty.
Eating dirty.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
In a nutshell, it's when you rub on your food... And then you take it
until it.
I'm bleeping you so much tonight, Dan.
Well, that's probably kind of good because I haven't really fine-tooled this diet craze. So when I put it in book form next month, then it'll really sell. That makes sense, right?
Oh yeah, no, this sounds like a winner of a book.
I think it does.
Yeah, this has just been crying out to be on the page is the problem.
Can I use that as a blurb?
This has been crying out to be on the page is the problem.
But let's substitute another word for crying out.
Uh-huh. Begging?
No, something filthy.
I don't know.
All right. Well, look, I got to go figure out how many burritos I can in my...
Okay, I don't want to know about that, Darren. Okay? Wait, is he gone? He's gone. Huh. Okay, he hung up. There he goes. Wow. So Darren is going to join the G.G. Allen. Well, Merle Allen, not G.G. Allen. More power to him. I wonder if they're going to do songs. Oh, the squeaky chair. I tell you, Pat put some Earl on it last week. It's still squeaking. You still got that Earl here, Pat? You took it home. He took the Earl home. Bring the Earl back. Bring that Earl back! I wonder if they'll play songs like this one by Semisonic. Closing time is gonna check this out. Best show, back in 5 minutes. No, we're not playing that. I'm not leaving. Best show, hi.
Hey. What's up? Oh, you want to talk about the Beatles?
Hello, to whom am I speaking?
Oh, hi, I'm Jan from Long Island.
Jay?
Yeah, Jan from Long Island.
What's up, Jay?
How are you? So I just want to talk about the Beatles and, like, well, we have to establish sort of what makes the Beatles not the Beatles of scum. So let's say, okay, why are we talking about the Beatles as a mode of comparison, you know, for saying what is the Beatles of scum? Like, okay, that's our, what are our upper and lower bounds of what makes the Beatles?
Best show.
To whom am I speaking?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Lori.
Oh, hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, you sound so happy to hear me. It's been a while.
Oh, it has been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So what's new with you?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just doing my show, you know, just kind of having a good time with that.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while, right? Like the band Sting did.
You know, I mean, we have some catching up to do, I guess.
Now we're going to hear something from Stained. It's been a while.
No! Wait. You don't.
It's been a while by Stained. Best show. Back in 15. It's been a while. No, I'm not playing that. Okay. What's going on, Lori?
You know, not much. I do have something for the topic.
Of course you do.
Well, I mean, I was reading Sally Field's new autobiography.
Okay.
On the flight home for the holidays. I don't have the book with me because I lent it to my mom.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, The Flying Nun was filmed on the same set as The Monkees, right?
Sure. Okay.
She shared some details that put the Monkees in a not so favorable light.
All right. How so?
I don't know if I want to go into detail because it could be kind of triggering, but it involves a lot of sexual harassment and cornering her in her chair and being very creepy. Not physically, but intimidating And apparently three of them were in her trailer being really creepy towards her, and one of them wasn't there. And I don't know about you, but my money is on Mike Nesma.
So you're just going to guess which one was creepy?
My guess is the one who wasn't there and wasn't
Look.
Yes, because there were three there in that one particular instance and one who was not there.
I don't know who was there. I don't know.
I don't know. I wasn't there, and she didn't say either. Well, she did say Davy Jones was there, though.
Well, that's disappointing. That's a big bummer. I didn't know any of this.
I believe she did say he was there. He did say a number of things to her.
Don't like it.
Sexual remarks. Yeah, that was a bummer. So
yeah.
I'd say they go all three of them up for the.
Okay, so you put the three monkeys except for Mike Nesmith.
Yeah, who would be the fourth Beatle in that case?
I don't know. Who? You tell me. It's your list. It's your list, Lori. After your call a few weeks ago, I don't know. You might have to look in the mirror on who that fourth one would be.
Did you hear that?
No, of course I didn't. I'm never going to hear that.
You know, the girl I'm dating or spending a lot of time with heard it, and she gave me some feedback.
Good.
Yeah, and she also said she stopped listening after my call because the callers after were really boring.
Oh, okay. Well, jeepers. We can only try. She can go get a refund. I can point her toward the refund window. And you know how many people want to get a refund? You know how many people have to send to get refunds when everybody calls? These people want a refund when you call.
But she liked my call, and she kept wanting to see me, and we're seeing each other Friday for Karabayorki.
What?
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Did I sound, what's that now? You lost me here.
We're going to Karabayorki together.
I can't understand, I literally cannot understand words you're saying right now.
It's karaoke, but all the songs being sung are by Bjork.
Oh, Kara Bjork. Okay. See, there's a reason why I didn't understand that. It's a thing you made up.
I didn't make it up.
But it's not a regular thing. You act like you're stunned. I don't know what Kara Bjork is.
Well, now you know what it is.
Yeah, now I do. Well, no, I'm not.
What song do you think they should do?
I don't know. Birthday.
No. I don't want to do a deep cut because I don't even know that song.
Okay, well.
Is that a Sugar Cube song?
Yeah, it is. So do that.
Okay, I thought it was a Sugar Cube song. I've heard it.
So do it. See, not so deep. It was their first hit.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'll do that one.
Well,
I was thinking it's Oh So Quiet.
Well, yeah. So why don't you're going from like I don't want to do a deep one to doing the only one people know.
Okay, you're right. Fine, I'll do Birthday.
You do whatever's going to make you happy, Laura. You want to do It's Oh So Quiet, you do that one. I want you to be happy. That's what matters.
Maybe I'll do Pagan Poetry. All right,
that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Now, when are you doing this, Kara Bjorky?
This Friday.
Well, please, when you do it, let us know what song you did.
Okay, I'll make sure to call back next week and fill y'all in.
6 weeks and tell us what song you did.
Okay, you take care.
Have fun at Kara Bjorky. Wow them.
Yes.
All right.
I will do my best.
Have a grand evening, Lori. It's good to hear
from you. You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, best show. We'll be back in 5 minutes, but let's check out a little Weezer on the way out. Hashpipe. Okay. Best show, hi.
Okay, I'll make sure to call back next
time. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. All right, turn that down, huh?
Yeah, sorry. This is Aaron from San Francisco. It's actually been a minute since I've talked to you.
Aaron from San Francisco. What's up, Aaron?
Not much. I don't know if you remember, but the last time I called you, it was from Tokyo. It was probably about a year ago. So
don't.
You don't? I sent you some records after that, too.
Oh, cool. I might know those. What records did you send me?
They were the Stones Throw stuff that I
oh, that's fantastic. The stuff you did the art for. Those were beautiful, right?
Well, thank you for saying so. I appreciate that. Well,
thank you. I appreciate the records.
Cool. Did you get a chance to listen to them and check them out?
I know a few of those already.
Yeah.
So it was nice to have them on vinyl, though. Thank you.
Well, I got a new one that I did, so I want to send that out to you pretty soon.
All right. I appreciate it.
You
got something for the topic?
I do. Okay, so...
The Beatles of Scum. What do you got?
Okay, so... Let me see, here we go. Here are my Beatles of Scum, and I could actually, along this walk of life, I think I could actually fill an orchestra with all the names, and so I narrowed it down to four.
Okay.
I got Jerry Falwell, okay. Oral Roberts, Tony Alamo, and Robert Tilton.
Hold on. Jerry Falwell, Oral Roberts.
Tony Alamo. Yeah, Little Alamo.
The boot guy who puts things on your windshield. And what's the other
one? I didn't even know he did that.
What's the fourth one?
Robert Tilton,
yes. All right. I see what you're going for on your list.
Yeah. I just feel like they prey upon the most, or some of them aren't with us anymore, but they prey upon the most vulnerable of people and give them hope in exchange for money.
You ever see Jerry Falwell go down that water slide on that one video?
I haven't seen that. I'm going to have to look that up.
Might make you think twice about him. He seems like a fun guy going down a water slide in a suit. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow. I actually have an uncle who went to Oral Roberts University on a golf scholarship.
How's that working out for him?
He works at a resort now. He's a pro, but, okay. You know, he works at a resort, you know, and I guess he got to play golf with the guy once. I don't know how great that one was.
Golf. Man, nothing interests me less than golf. Holy moly. Could you imagine golf?
Yeah, give me a 5-iron.
What? No, I'm leaving. If I ever find myself golfing, I'm jumping off. I'm jumping into a boat and sailing away.
It's kind of a weird one because it's so popular for some reason.
Golf?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of dumb stuff is popular.
I guess that's true.
Golf. Can you imagine? You gotta golf?
I couldn't really.
You couldn't pay me. Couldn't pay me to golf.
Yeah, where's my putter? Ugh. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, I wanted to call and say hello to you, Tom, and it's great to hear your voice again. And
thanks, buddy.
Keep up the great work.
You do too. You do the same, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Hi.
Great call. Now let's check something out from our friends, the Foo Fighters. The best of you. And then we'll be back in 5 minutes. Here they are, the Foo Fighters. The best of you. Not playing. Not sure why. Come on. Oh, come on. We want to hear the Foo Fighters. Come on, Foo Fighters. It's like the Foo Fighters don't want to be a part of this joke.
I've got another confession.
Foo Fighters. Back in a few minutes.
I'm your confession.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Mary from Lansdale.
Mary from Lansdale. How are you tonight, Mary?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm sorry to hear about Good and Poochie.
I know, right? I think she's okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
Well, I have one for the topic.
The Beatles of Scum. Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Well, let's see. I'll put this in the most radio-friendly way I can.
Okay, please do.
What immediately popped into my mind when I saw the topic, Leonardo DiCaprio and his group of friends from, I guess it was like, what, 20 years ago?
The
Cat Fancier.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so you'd put them on the, that's his list of, that's your,
oh, yeah.
That's your Beatles of Scum.
Because if you're going to give yourself that kind of a name, that's pretty, ugh.
Well, did they give it to themselves? Were they actually calling themselves that?
I thought they were. That's what I assumed.
I hope that's something they didn't come up with for themselves. I kind of don't even want to know the answer, though. Like, I don't want to know. It seems like something that the media could slap on them, but it also does seem like something that they would probably have, like, keychains with that engraved on them also.
Like, right, really exactly.
Like, really expensive keychains or something. So, got it engraved.
Oh, it's like Real Life Entourage, but somehow much worse.
Real Life Entourage. Could you imagine actually being an entourage?
Well, no. I really don't want to.
Just give me
a little. Because I can imagine all sorts of terrible things.
Yeah. You have to wake up, watch. That might be enough, just having to wake up some days, right? Some days?
It'd be...
No, it's great to wake up. Every day's a gift. Who would you want to be in the... If you had to pick one to be in Entourage, who would you be? Johnny Drama.
You know what?
You'd be Johnny Drama.
I was going to say Turtle because he's the only one whose name I could remember at the moment. That's like the worst answer, but it's the only one I could remember.
Yeah, I think I'd be Johnny Drama. At least you'd make food. You make food.
Oh, that's actually a good answer.
Yeah.
That you know what? That's actually kind of a fulfilling thing to do.
Yeah, you cook. You got quality kitchen tools, and you get to make food for everybody.
You know that actually would be fun.
Yeah. See, there we go. Suddenly it's not so bad to be in the entourage, is it, Mary?
True. Yeah. I take it all back. Well, I take like 90% of it back.
Yeah. You hold on to that final 10. You got to own. Got to own that final 10.
So that was pretty much all I have.
All right. Well, Mary, we will talk to you soon. You call anytime you want.
All right, Tom.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Yeah. Mary checking in. Always like calls from her. As much as I like to listen to the music of Audio Slave, Cochise by Audio Slave. Best show coming back in 5. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Ryan in Los Angeles.
Ryan in Los Angeles. What's going on tonight, Ryan?
Just very quickly, I wanted to see if you had gotten a chance to see Escape from Dannemora.
No.
No? Okay, so there's a sequence in the penultimate episode involving the song Bad Company by Bad Company.
I want to watch it. I haven't had a chance.
And so I won't spoil it, but I'll say that what Benicio del Toro does when the drop, the drum fill, and when the chorus kicks in, the Bad Company, what he does to a frozen corpse at that moment is worth watching this whole... That episode is a little dull, but the rest of the show is great.
I can't wait. I really want to see
it. You should. I recommend it to everybody.
Is it done? Is it over?
I think it's over, and I haven't watched the last episode yet, but from what I understand, they've finished it up, and this is, they don't get out of jail until, like, episode 7 of 7, so.
I could
get and we all know what happened. It's based on a true story, so.
These are some things I know about myself. I'm as upstanding as they come. If I decided to become a criminal, I'd be so good at it, first of all. I could beat the rap on so many. I could figure crimes out like nobody's business. And I'm not soliciting this now. I don't want some criminal to listen and be like, I heard between the lines, you're looking to team up with someone. You could be the brains of the organization, and I'll go do
You don't want to join the Beatles of Scum.
No, I'm not. Thank you, Ryan. I'm not looking to go become trash. But I could if I want. If I could, I would be so good at it. Oh, I'd be so good at it. Plotting crimes? I could do that all the live long day. You tell me I couldn't figure out ways to rob? I'm not talking about robbing good people. We'd be robbing bad people.
You'd be the Beatles of neutral, chaotic neutral.
I'd be chaotic neutral, thank you. Well, I'm going to check that out.
I don't...
Go ahead. What?
Okay. No, I had one more thing.
No, what do you got?
One more thing. I played... I don't know if we talk about Steven Universe on the show, but...
You talk about whatever you want.
But I don't watch that show, but I did download the iPhone game.
Uh-huh.
Because I knew that there was a... You did some vocals on it, and I wanted to hear it. And so I played this game maybe like... I probably spent 10 hours playing this game, and I could not unlock your character, and I was so frustrated.
Look, get something to strive toward for 2019. You got work to do, buddy. You got work to do. Get to it. All right?
Okay.
You have a great
day. And I will nominate Valerie Solanas.
For the Beatles of Scum, because she wrote
for the
manifesto.
Beatles, yeah.
Is that because she wrote the Scum manifesto?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thank you, Tom. Bye.
People always let her off the hook because she, Look, is everybody horrifying at that at the factory? Yeah, I'm sure they were. Let me shoot people. We'll talk more about that and other stuff in a few minutes, but let's check out Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. Best show coming back.
Well, I took a walk.
Best show.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Mike from Toronto.
How you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How you doing? It's good to hear about your dog.
Thank you.
I had...
I don't let my dog in Toronto. They don't want pit bulls in Toronto.
I'm sorry to hear that. I have a half pit, and she's a great dog.
Yeah.
One of the best. A silver metal pooch, I suppose.
Yeah, they don't want my dog up there.
Well, you know what? It's my city. I'm sorry to hear it. And I'm sorry about the pizza.
Man, what are you going to do? It's terrible. You know it's terrible.
Yeah. I know, but we got some of the best West Indian food out there. So did you ever get your doubles?
I never got a chance to. Wanted to.
Let me ask you this. This guy who's coming and phoning in saying all pizza's the same from Toronto, this new ambassador to Toronto.
You hate this. This guy's a disgrace to your city, isn't he?
He's an embarrassment.
Yeah.
What is going on? All pizza's the same? You're too picky about freshness? What is going on? Let's keep Paycheck, huh? Let's have Paycheck as the ambassador,
people like
all
that.
Right?
Yeah, people like that. Where's Paycheck?
It's serious. I thought the guy was a character. Like, this guy really? He's got the charisma of a pair of wet socks.
Oh, he's
this guy phoning us.
You're not him, are you? You're not him doing a new character.
No, but you met him twice. You met him twice.
I also ate this other thing up there. I could throw up thinking about it right now.
Okay,
a sushi burrito.
Oh, no. is it the one that the, is it the one the Austin Powers character name, the Fat Burrito? There's not a lot of late night Austin, Tom.
I love those places. You drive around Toronto and you see, what is it called? Fat Bastard Burrito or something like that?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm not eating.
And it's one of the toppings there, I swear to God, is cold chow mein noodles. Ugh. That they put in there. It's like something out of Jefferson Alive, you know, Tom Goes to the Mayor. It is so revolting.
Ugh.
Anyway, there is good food. There is good food, but it is.
I know.
Yep. Had some scum beetles for you. Beetles.
Let's
scum.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
I apologize.
I like you. I like you. I like the cut of your jib.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. I had first up, I guess on guitar. You know what? Let's put him on drums. Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling, former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, on
yes,
drums.
Sir.
Keep going.
I'm going to put it on bass. No, on guitar rather. Tom Arnold.
Okay. Tom Arnold.
And on the other guitar position, Lenny Dykstra.
This is a good list. Yeah.
Did you hear the Lenny Dykstra interview on Stern? What he got his nickname from his mother?
Nails.
No, it was another one. This was just for his mother to call him.
Yeah.
That fits in with the scum. It was from a procedure he got as a newborn baby from a doctor, which he repeatedly named the religion of the doctor. And so his mother called him PC, which stood for perfect cut.
Oh, that's charming.
Scum.
You're right. What's your name again?
And
Mike?
My name's Mike from
Mike,
Toronto.
You're all right.
I called in. I've called in once before.
Oh, you
I did
a,
I did the basketball players for the night of 1,000 Pardos.
All right. Well, who's the fourth person on your Beatles of Scum, Mike?
Now this is a tough one because he's a friend of the show. But on bass, I'm going to go with Tommy Stinson.
That's you. Look, you nailed this list. I think he's
Thanks,
still
buddy.
Driving around looking for the studio.
I've been reading this Trouble Boys by Bob Mayer.
Yeah,
this band, it was one of my favorite bands. These guys aren't very likable.
No. I was hoping he would do a bonus chapter for the paperback about the night he didn't show up at the best show. He didn't. I was hoping he would have
told me about it.
Paperback. All right, buddy.
Thanks so much, Tom.
You have a great night. That guy's all right. And you know who else is all right? Our friend Gavin Rossdale and Bush. Best show coming back in 5 minutes. Everything Zen. Best show. Back in 5. Best show. Hello. Hi, best show. Welcome. I welcome you to the best show. What's up?
Thank you so much. Jan from Long Island here, just trying to be more concise here. But I just wanted to offer the notion that I want to talk about the best Beatles song.
Okay, not what we're talking about, but you've piqued my interest. What is the best Beatles song?
Don't Pass Me By.
Well, that's not true.
Okay. You want to talk about the Beatles of Scum, then?
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about other Beatles songs?
Well, yeah, I wanted to offer the Beatles of Scum song of the Beatles. Too. Also, there's a lot. There's a lot on the plate here. Honestly.
All right. So go ahead. So what do you want? The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Well, I just thought that "Don't Pass Me By" is overlooked, but I think maybe the worst Beatles song is "Come Together." I know that's provocative, but
not one of my favorites. But what are you going to do?
Okay. My friend just suggested, though, that we should bring up the broader topic of CCR as the Beatles of Scum.
So you guys are just doing an alternate version of my show where you come up with your own topics. You guys might want to have those face-to-face. Why don't you pull up your... I'm assuming you're in some sort of basement apartment. Why don't you get those orange crates, hunch over that?
Floating over the city, actually. But, you know, still, I mean, it's a viable thing. You got this guy, he's from California, trying to sing about the bayou, mm-hmm. rolling, you know?
Yeah, no, I got you. Thanks for the call, buddy. And best show, we'll be back in a few, but here in the meantime is something from Pearl Jam. From their second album, Vzz, Daughter. Best show back.
Alone, listless, breakfast table in an otherwise empty.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Chris from Philadelphia.
Chris in Philadelphia. What's up, Chris?
I've kind of got one for the topic. Might have to be an honorable mention or something like that if you deem it worthy.
All right. What do you got?
I would like to see a duet, Ebony and Ivory style, between Dick Cheney and Christian Bale as Dick Cheney, with the weight and everything.
It was like the two of them, like him dressed as Dick Cheney from the movie Vice.
Right, exactly. So they would sort of be on the same piano playing across from each other.
Okay. Hey, we all have goals. Right?
I think I can see it happen one day.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably the least likely thing that would ever happen. You really see that happening one day. Well, hold on to that image in your head, buddy. It's going to be the best version you're going to get it. Did you see my review of Vice?
I have not seen it, no.
I said that Vice is nice. Best show.
I would
back
agree.
Soon. We got Cake coming up now to take us through.
Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning
show back
and burning,
five.
They yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns.
Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. It's
hi.
Michelle the Oreohead.
Oh, my goodness. As I live and breathe. Michelle, who do I owe you money?
I mean, I guess, but, you know, you don't have to.
No,
it's fine.
No, that's not acceptable. I guess you owe me money. That's terrifying. To be known as that person, I guess you owe me money, but don't worry about it.
I mean, technically, sure, but, you know, there's no contract. It's okay.
There's no contract. So you mean I can get away with it, is what you're saying. that's the worst. No, not doing that. Please,
okay.
Please resend the info of what I owe you, and I will pay you with interest.
Okay. All right, fine, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Please do.
Okay.
What's going on? So for people who don't know, this caller is a huge fan of the Oreo cookie and all the things Oreo cookie related. And you are keeping track of the new flavors because they come out with these new flavors of Oreo cookies. And then people are all excited in the Oreo cookie community. Are you a player in the Oreo cookie community, Michelle, or are you just a spectator? What would you say?
I'm definitely a player in the Oreo community. It's funny you should say that because I took it a step further this year. I'm making reviews now. I have a camera. I set up a camera this weekend. I did a review. I'm fully committed to the Oreo lifestyle at this point. It's kind of taking over my life because they had three new flavors drop just this week, and I'm so excited to tell you about them.
Please, let's hear about these new flavors of Oreos, and I'm going to guess what you think of them. How about that? We'll do it that way.
Okay, so the three new flavors are dark chocolate, carrot cake, and I think they're just called Love Oreo, and they're being tagged as a sweet and tangy Oreo, and they're a Valentine's Day release. They're a limited edition. The other two are actually permanent additions to the regular line.
Dark chocolate Oreo, I'm going to say you like that one.
Correct, yeah.
It sounds like it was pretty good. It's like a ringer, though, that one.
At first bite, I was like, this is kind of boring because it's just a lazy flavor. And I ate one, and then I was like, oh, let me try another one.
Yeah.
I tried another one, and then I was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty good. It's pretty decent.
And suddenly you're hypnotized by the Oreo cookie.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. I didn't want to be fully in love with the cookie, but... You know, after the third or fourth one of the weekend, I was into it. I changed my rating. I took it from a 2 to a 4 out of 5.
Do the Oreo cookies ever talk to you? Do they ever tell you to do things?
No, it hasn't happened yet. But, you know, I'm thinking when I hit 100 different Oreo flavors, they may start talking to me. I just haven't reached that point yet.
Okay.
Or if I consume like a whole... I think if you consumed a whole pack of Oreos in one sitting, that also might happen, but I have pretty good self-control.
Mm-hmm. So you can just have an Oreo or two and then put them away?
I can. I can confidently say that.
Now, what is the status of this carrot cake Oreo? I'm going to say you don't enjoy that.
No, wrong. I don't like carrot cake in general, but I really like these because
they don't taste at all like actual carrot cake, the thing.
No, they do kind of taste like carrot cake, but they taste like Oreo. But also the flavor chemists, those people in the factory, they stepped it up this time. They made the cookie flavored like carrot cake. I thought it was the cream, but it's the cookie, and the cream itself is just the cream cheese filling, which is actually very good. So the two of those together, it's like, that was a 5 out of 5, one bite, and I was like, this is a 5 out of 5 right here.
Five out of five?
Yeah. I didn't think, you know, I said, oh, carrot cake, like, oh, whatever, you know, that should just be a limited edition maybe in the spring, but it's a decent edition. It's a fun flavor to add to the permanent lineup, I gotta say. I gotta hand it to Mondelez for that one.
They did it.
They finally did something right, you know.
You did it, right?
Yeah, it's no cotton candy Oreos, but I'll take it. It's a pretty fun flavor. My dad really likes them. You know, they're beloved by all, or everybody that I've given samples to.
All right. What other was the third one now? The limited edition sweet and what was it now?
Tangy. Sweet and tangy. Oh,
that sounds gross.
Yeah, it takes a little, like, getting used to. So I thought it tasted like the key lime pie Oreos, which I don't remember if you got the opportunity to try or not. But I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on the candy. And then after me and Connor, my partner, we were trying them, and then he said they tasted like Sweet Tarts, the candy, which I don't really care for. But I was like, oh, yeah, they do taste like Sweet Tarts, which makes sense, I guess, for Valentine's Day. But what I like about these are they have little sayings on them for Valentine's Day, I guess. And I don't know, that's just fun to me. The flavor's all right. He really likes them. I was just like, they're okay. They're better than the hot and spicy ones that came out last year.
Sure.
So they're all pretty solid flavors, I gotta say, off the bat for 2019.
Okay. Oreo cookies off to a good start.
Yes.
All right. Michelle, you know we love the Oreo updates. Send me that info. I owe you money. That's unacceptable. It makes me sick.
Okay.
It makes me sick that I owe you money for Oreo cookies that you bought at my command for you to test on the air. My apologies.
Yeah, I mean, you really had to twist my arm for me to do that. Oh, so you know what, you're right.
I said I would do it. I said I'd pay, so I'll pay.
All right, fair enough. You know, I'll put it in the Oreo fund for next time.
Sounds like a good plan.
All right.
You have a grand evening.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. And we'll be back with more calls soon. Let's check out this oldie but goodie from Collective Soul Shine. Best show back in 5.
Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, it's Matt. It's Matt from Reno.
Matt from Reno. What's up tonight?
Yes, sir. I don't know. I got have you played Saliva yet?
What?
In your songs, have you played Saliva's Quick Boom yet?
No, just Tom. I'm taking calls. What's going on?
Oh, okay. All right. This is the Beatles of Scum for record label owners.
Oh. Is this going to be anybody I know? You better not name anybody I know.
Do you have scummy friends?
We'll find out. According to you, we'll find out.
All right. Number one is Greg Ginn from SST. Okay.
All right. Who else?
Is that all right?
Keep going.
Number two is Tony Brumell from Victory Records.
Don't know him. And why is
okay.
this? Why? Why?
Because these are guys that...
I want to say this is a legend. I don't know these people.
No, no.
I don't know if this guy's band, they wouldn't sign this guy. I don't know what your deal is. Maybe you got your band and they all rejected your demo.
These are people who've demonstrably proven to have jerked their artists around, whether it be royalties or preventing them from working or whatever.
All right, buddy.
All right. Number three is Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons.
He started a label in Canada and signed a bunch of bands, said he was looking for the next Sum 41, and he held them all in limbo and never released any of the records.
He was looking for the next Sum 41.
His quote, not mine.
Well, goody. The world really missed out on him not finding them.
Yeah, and the last one, honorable mention, may or may not be the case, but I'm hoping it's not, but it seems like it may be, is Calvin Johnson from K Records.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. Why would that be? Why? Are people not getting paid?
Royalty stuff. There's quite a few artists that are saying that he's in arrears.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. They put out a lot of good music.
Hell yeah, they did.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Anyway, that sounds like that was going to make you nervous. Is that okay?
Look, I can tell you, I'm not. You didn't put my name on that list.
No, Jesus, no. I wouldn't do that.
You could have. I could make this list. If somebody thinks I'm scum, I could end up on the list.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a great night. We're talking about the Beatles of Scum tonight on The Best Show, and this caller requested a song, and we'll hear something from them, and then we'll get back to the calls. Sum 41, Fat Lip. Best Show, back in five. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, to whom am I speaking?
Milos from Los Angeles.
Milos from Los Angeles. What's up, Milos?
Not much. I'm just calling in tonight. First time caller.
Welcome. I welcome you.
Thank you. I don't have anything for the topic, but I wanted to talk to you about a game. That a friend of mine and I had been talking about playing.
This better
and
not
I just
be
wanted
the,
to run by you.
This better not be the game. You're not talking about the game called The Game.
I'm not familiar with The Game.
The movie, The Game? The game that the movie was based on? The Game?
Oh, I think I know about this one.
Golden Globe Award winner Michael Douglas?
I'm familiar with Michael Douglas, but I don't recall the movie.
Okay. Well, what's this game you're working on?
Well, you play fantasy sports, right?
I have a fantasy basketball team, yes.
Yeah, well, this is very similar. We just noticed a trend among people playing fantasy based on TV shows.
Yeah.
And we thought of playing a fantasy based on bars instead.
Okay.
So the game goes like this. You go to a bar every week and you match up with somebody else who's also at a bar, and you try to collect stats that you would find at a bar.
Okay. What kind of stats?
Well, this is where we're trying to figure out. I mean, we've come up with some. I guess the most simple would be like a fight or someone vomiting or maybe turnover would be you buying yourself a drink because, you know, that's what you would expect yourself to do there, but you don't want to get ahead of yourself.
Sounds like somebody's got to make their way to Bayonne.
Exactly. That's why I called in. I thought maybe Mike would have some ideas.
Look, if it doesn't end with apmike.bandcamp.com, he ain't interested.
Maybe that could be the prize.
There you go. A calendar.
Yeah.
Did you order yours yet?
I haven't. I feel like my time is running out.
There's a limited amount left. You should get your order in now.
Yeah.
Do it. See, I'm not kidding. Go to apmike.bandcamp.com. You see these calendars the guy's got up there. God help me, they're nice, actually. They're actually nice.
Well,
I wanted him to walk in with this thing and be like, here's the calendar, and have it just be some piece of garbage and be like, oh boy, you're in trouble. It's not. It's nice. It hurt my heart a little bit how nice it is. I wanted him to flop. I can't help it. A part of me wanted to see him flop and be stuck with these calendars. But he's not. He's sold through. He's got a limited restock.
I'm proud of him. He's running a long time.
Let's not push it. I mean, you're proud of him. The guy made a calendar. It's not like he cured polio. Let's take it easy. Well, look, you came up with this bar game. It sounds like you still got to sort a few details out, like, how is this a game?
Well, you collect stats. You look out for stats.
Uh-huh. Okay.
One of them would be a rare stat, like maybe somebody showing a photo of their kids at a bar. That would be like something very rare, like a block, you know?
There you go. You know what this sounds like? Sounds like we might have to come up with some sort of work program for America's youth. Sounds like you got a little too much free time on your hands, Junior. Right? Why don't you go volunteer? Why don't you go feed the homeless or something?
You think this is a waste of my time? I mean, what is fantasy? Fantasy is...
Yeah,
I mean,
spend 30 seconds a day
numbers.
On it. I spend 30 seconds a day on it. You're getting ready to go hang out at bars staring with a pad writing down if somebody threw up.
Yeah, I mean, there are worse ways.
There are. There are also better ways. And where are you calling from again? You're from California?
Yeah, Los Angeles.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
All right, we'll send something out to you because you are from California. Coming up next, from your own backyard. You got The Offspring. Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Best Show back in 5.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Best show.
Oh, this is Dan in Oklahoma City.
Dan in Oklahoma City. What's up, Dan?
Well, college football season is finally over, so maybe my fine university can pay a little more attention to, you know, my children's education.
Yeah, that might help, right?
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, might help. So what's going on?
Well, I have a nominee for the Beatles of Scum.
Let's hear it. What do you got?
I kind of hesitate because it's someone that means a lot to me. I know you've mentioned this band before. Happy Flowers.
Yeah, Happy Flowers. That's you're putting them on the list of scum.
Well, scum in the most positive way possible.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah,
I can see because they were. It's troubling what they did.
It was cathartic. Yeah, you know, we didn't get to hear a lot of things like that in Alabama. So when a friend of mine brought a tape of that in, he had copied off of WPRB. It kind of opened some doors to us, and
look where you're at now.
There was a lot of stuff out there.
Look where you're at now. Look how far you've come since then, right?
Look how far I've come. I am now been a civil servant in middle America, and I'm just living the dream.
LTD, baby. LTD.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. LTD. Okay. You're doing it.
Every day.
Right? You having an all right time?
Yeah.
Right? You got your down days, right?
Well, Tuesday nights are always a positive.
Oh, that's nice. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to get too personal here, but you started this iteration of the best show right about the same time that I quit my job and started my own company. So I've kind of seen us going down parallel paths the past few years.
All right. Well, we're doing it. We're doing what we can, huh?
Yes, we are.
We're doing it. We went down those same paths, and I'm going to send a song out to you right now. Speaking of going down, this is from our friends in Fall Out Boy. Sugar, we're going down. Best show, back in five. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Lori. I apologize for calling back, but I realize one of your callers made me realize who will round out my Beatles of Scum.
Ah, okay. Who will round it out? Who's going to round?
Fat Mike.
Fat Mike from NoFX.
And Fat Records, you know, he's got his own record label, mm-hmm. So.
All right.
I mean, I have three words, Cokie the Clown. I think that speaks for itself.
It does, I think.
Thank you. I also wanted to see if I could run by the big news that might be exciting to you.
The big news might be exciting to me. What is the big news? That could be anything.
The full confirmed cast for Celebrity Big Brother was just announced.
Uh-huh.
There's some names you might know.
You've got my attention. Who's on this cast of Celebrity Big Brother?
I'm just going to run down the names in the order it's listed, and you can share your thoughts. I'll pause
after.
Okay.
Oh, I can? Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that. I appreciate the generous offer. Aubrey O'Day from Danity Kane.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Who else?
Tiffany Pollard.
Tiffany Pollard from what now?
Flavor of Love, New York. You might know her as New York. Flavor of Love, I Love New York, New York Goes to Work.
Okay.
Bobby Moynihan.
Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live.
I think he's still in a contract with CBS. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. From
Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson from football. Football's Calvin Johnson from
Oh, I thought
York.
He was from Beat
I'm going to say it's not the guy from Beat Happening. I'm going to say it's the other Calvin Johnson. I'm going to just go
out
on a
limb. Sure?
I'm sure it's not going to be.
I actually didn't know there was another Calvin Johnson.
There's another one. I'm sure it's not going to be the guy going, he's not going to be going, haunted house in a cave. Like, that guy's not going to be
Wouldn't it be cool if him and Henry Rollins were in the house, though?
Yeah.
That could be some cool tension.
Sure, yeah. The house could also be built on a gyroscope. That'd be cool, too, and there's about as much of a chance of that happening, too. Go ahead. What else?
I just think I should cast the show. Okay, we already did Calvin Johnson. Carson Kressley.
Wait. Who now?
Carson Kressley. The original Queer Eye for the straight guy.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The one that was a little more problematic.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought you said Crisley. I thought you said it was going to be Crisley.
I don't know.
Family.
Maybe I didn't enunciate it properly.
I love that
My
guy.
Apologies.
I love Crisley. Do you like him?
Crisley does best. That guy is not on it.
Oh, he should be.
Dina Lohan,
mother of Lindsay Lohan. Who else?
I think I know who this guy is, but I'm not sure. Jonathan Bennett.
Don't know.
I think he's a property brother.
Oh, okay.
One of those twins.
Goody.
He might not be. I don't know.
Okay.
The next one is kind of left field. Sean Spicer,
great. It'll be great to have him in the house.
This one, he might be in the Beatles of Scum too.
I was offered to direct a commercial that he was starring in, and I said absolutely not.
What was it a commercial for?
Can you say?
Yeah,
it's some phone company or something. It didn't happen.
Because I don't remember seeing that.
It didn't. Yeah, it was going to be him and Mooch, Scaramooch.
Oh, God.
And then I was like,
probably
a
good thing it didn't happen.
Like, I can't do this. And I needed money so badly at that point. And I still said, absolutely not.
You got to stick to your guns, Tom.
Yeah. What do you think I'm doing?
I know. Get jersey.
Eating dirt too much of the
time. El Goodo over here.
Yeah, right? You got El Goodo up in here. So what else we got?
There's two more. Okay. Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, great. That should be fun, having him in the house. Wouldn't go
in
that oil slick in the pool after he goes in from that.
He'll probably get along with Sean Spicer, though.
That's great. And just any Baldwin. Could you imagine being in with any Baldwin?
Okay, and the last one is Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding, the ice skating legend. Yes, that
she is actually an ice skating legend. She was a wonderful ice skater.
That's what I said. I said
she
the ice
did not get
legend.
The respect she deserved. She didn't get the points she deserved because she was not rich. I mean, I'm not excusing everything else she did, but
you mean
it's
like
true.
The orchestrating or the orchestrated attack on a fellow ice skater? Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that
I might not
cool.
sign off on that either.
I think it's sad that she didn't get a fair shake because she couldn't afford all the costumes or she wasn't as
You're not going to get an argument from me on that stuff.
Yeah.
Remember who you are and who I am.
She
Slobs
was a
versus
working snob. Man's figure skater.
I'm the slob on this call, Lori. You're the fancy one. You're the fancy one.
So I'm the Nancy Kerrigan, you're the Tanya Harding
Pretty much, yeah.
Aw.
You're the fancy one. Don't try to grab my slob cred just because it looks good now.
Okay.
All you snobs try to become slobs when it fits. You all do, except for when it's time for dinner. You suddenly don't feel like being slobs.
Well, look, my dad's health care was not cheap, so I'm, you know,
I'm not saying where you're at now.
My parachute
in the toilet
is a
with
little
the rest of us. You're in the toilet
right
You're
now.
In the toilet with the rest of us right now.
Yeah.
You had a good run,
yeah,
but it's
I
over.
Am.
You had a good run, but it's over. But you had a good run. I'm still waiting for my good run.
I'm working retail, Tom. What can I say?
You know what you can say. You know what? I don't know what you can say, but you know what I can say? Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to Slob Village. Population infinity sign.
I'm starting a new retail job, and I'm actually legit excited about it.
Good. You should be. That's an exciting thing.
And yeah. There's
I've done so much retail. Where do you think I come from? The stock I come from. What do you think I do? We might as well have a cash register taped to our hands.
I've done a lot of customer service over the years.
You did it for kicks.
No.
You did it to see how the other half lived until suddenly you realized you were living like the other half.
I had to take over for my dad and do a lot of
Lori, I'm not saying you've fallen. You fell right in that trench with the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens to.
But you had it. At one point, you had it.
It didn't happen to everyone, actually, unfortunately.
At one point, you had a good run, though. You had, but you were, yeah. you were fancy at one point. You can't deny it.
I'm still a little fancy.
Yeah, you're fancy, but you're walking on dental floss now.
Yeah, it's like I'm not a gold star. I'm like a gold-plated star, yeah. And the gold plating has sort of rubbed off, right?
That's exactly it. It's like a gold plate. You're gold-plated now. You're not solid gold anymore.
No.
But look at this thing.
No, not even much of the gold plating left at this point.
I got stuff with Mike. Mike brought in a note. This is who I'm running with in here. As soon as I talked about how I'd be a good criminal, Mike brought in and posted. You know what it said on it? Let's talk.
When I was, he wants to talk to me? Or?
No. I was just, come on. Hang with the show, Lori. Okay. There's other things that are not your call.
No, I know. So you
I know it's hard to believe. I know it's hard to believe that there's other moments on the show that aren't Lori driven, but it's true.
I know.
Mike, I said a thing about how I wanted to, I could orchestrate crimes and pull it off with no problem. Mike brought in a post that all it said on it was, let's talk.
Okay.
So he wants me to. He wants me to.
You gonna rob a bank?
I can't talk about it on the air.
That's probably a good idea, Tom.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. All right, Lori. You have a great
good luck.
Day. All right. Bye.
Good luck in your endeavors.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Have a great
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Happy New Year to you too. Let's get back to the music, everyone. We're gonna check out an old friend of ours. Here's something from Leonard Cohen. Best show back in five.
Commander Cohn, he was our most important spy. Wounded in the line of duty.
Best show.
Yes, hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Paul from Toronto.
Paul from Toronto. What's going on in Toronto tonight, Paul?
Unseasonably warm, quite nice. Had Ukrainian Christmas yesterday.
Okay, well, Merry Ukrainian Christmas.
Well, thank you. So I got one for the topic.
What do you got?
Okay, number one, and this is one that you predicted way before it broke, Gian Gomeshi, who actually was a musician before he had that dumb show on the CBC.
Yeah. That guy's a rat.
Oh yeah. Also put Seth Putnam from that band that should not be named.
I don't know what band that is. All right.
I think Tommy is it Lern? No, Tommy Lern for. Blonde lady from Fox News.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha. I know who you're talking about.
And, I really can't think of a fourth one.
You picked three paragons of scum. That might be enough.
Yep, that's it. You know what? I'm just like Mike Kroll. I get in, I get out.
Oh, but that's it. This guy gets
it. If he's listening, congratulations on his anniversary with Alison Krull.
It's not, what is this, Us Weekly? Take
no,
it easy, buddy.
I mean Alison Crutchfield.
Yeah, Alison Krull.
Anyways. Yeah,
news. Alison Krauss? All right, buddy. You have a grand evening.
I will. Thank you very much, Tom.
Good guy. Good guy. Like the call. Good guy. Like that call. Good guy. Let's get back to the music, though. Here's something from Panic at the Disco. Best show back in five. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, to whom am I speaking?
It's Kevin in Queens.
Kevin in Queens. What's up, Kevin?
Well, I had some Beatles of Scum for the topic. You're supposed to do four, right?
You do what you want, buddy. What do you
okay, got? Well, I started listening about halfway through Darren's call, so if I repeat any, my apologies.
That's fine.
Okay, start out with Kevin Spacey.
Okay, good one.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, good one.
Corey Lewandowski.
Who now? Wait, say it again.
Corey Lewandowski.
Yeah, okay, uh-huh, yep.
And, well, for the last one, actually, I was going to do Carl Everett, the baseball player, but I know you're a basketball guy, so I was going to say Delonte West.
There you go. You put a, it's an unimpeachable list of people that should be impeached. All right, buddy. Anything else?
All right, thanks. No, that's it. Thanks.
Great. Thanks for the call. Love it. Now let's get back to the music, and then Best Show will be back with calls in a few minutes. Here's Leonard Cohen.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free, like the worm on a hook.
Best show.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Mike from Hoboken.
Mike from Hoboken. What's going on in Hoboken tonight?
Well, you know, the pizza.
Yeah, Benny Tadino's, right? Benny Tadino's.
Yeah, that's on like 8th Street.
Yeah. You know my favorite thing about Hoboken is that it's a small city. Small, right?
Oh, 1 mile.
It's the 1 mile square city that never seems to not have 80% of the streets being completely torn apart. I've never seen an established town or city that is always under construction more.
No, it's impressive, and they give you at least 14 hours notice before they tow your car.
That they're going to tow the car because they're working on the streets.
Yeah, they're like, we need that spot.
Sure. Well, that's how it goes in the Mile Square City.
It's rough out here, but
well, you're getting through it, right?
I am. Actually, my wife and I are moving to Jersey City next week. So this
moving
is a big, big move for us.
All right. Well,
big, long distance move.
Yeah, not that far. You're driving 5 minutes.
No, we'll make it work.
You'll make it work. I'm sure you'll be able to go back and visit the old neighborhood 4 minutes away.
Is that what? Right. Oh, it sucks. So
yeah,
it's like 14.
You'll make it. You'll make it. I believe in you. I believe in your wife. You'll get through this.
No, it's going to be good. It's a good decision. Good. I was calling. I had someone for the topic for you.
Okay, who do you got?
I've always been a little skeptical about Jeff Goldblum. I know there's a lot of fans out there, but his elegance to me, it's a little suspect.
You don't like the fact that he's like a character.
Yeah.
And he kind
That's
of navigates
part
through.
Of it.
He kind
and
of has, then, yeah. Something's bumping you, as they say in a writer's room. Something's bumping.
It's a little, like, I don't know. It's smooth, but is the elegant dirtbag? I mean, is that sleazy? I think it kind of is.
You think he's a cad?
I do think he could be, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he's very charming.
Yeah, well.
Something's always troubled me about a little
not
bit.
Not adding up for you. All right.
No.
Who else?
Well, another guy who I think a little similar but a little different also, Dennis Rodman, because he was one of the greatest. Like, he's an unbelievable talent, but that's not what people remember him for at all.
Yeah, I get it.
I think he, you know, there's like a marketing person, a PR person could really do some little bit of rehab on that image there. Mm-hmm. And then finally, of course, well, it's Pigpen.
Pigpen, your list is a little scattered, but I get it. I get what you're going for.
Well, you know, I wanted someone from music, from sports, entertainment,
sure,
movies.
You're covering all the bases.
He's also a jazz musician.
Yes, he has a number one album in the jazz charts.
It's impressive.
Yeah, well, you're the one that
don't
said
you think
he's
also, back to Goldblum for a second, yeah, don't you think he also, like, when people are like, yeah, you were in that David Lynch movie, yeah, when Twin Peaks, when you were the guy, he doesn't correct them. You know, he just lets them think. You know, he's like, he just leads them on. Like, yeah.
What David Lynch movie do people think he was in?
They probably think he was in Twin Peaks.
See, now you're getting weird. You're just, this is in your own, this is rattling around in your own head, buddy.
I usually don't
say things that forceful to people close enough to find me. But I'm going to make an exception because you don't sound like a tough guy. I think I could take you in a fight.
No, I mean, I played football in high school.
Okay, well, are we in high school right now?
No.
Right
I'm
now.
30
okay.
years old.
Yeah, of course. I'm talking right now. I'll knock the tar out of you right now, buddy.
Look, I was talking to Mike earlier. And he
I'll
asked
beat
me to
him,
bring him
too.
Right
I'll beat him up. I could beat Mike up. I could beat Pat could probably knock me out. I think Pat has agility. Has some agility. He'll probably break out some move that'll knock my teeth out. Mike though, oh please, you kidding?
He on the phone. He sounded tough.
Oh, you got a pretty skewed version of tough here. What does he sound tough?
You know, I'm watching the Knicks. It's
he's not tough. Mike's not tough. He's sneaky.
Is he sneaky?
Yeah, he's the guy. You'll get brass knuckles with Mike. You'll get wrapped on the side of the head with a bag of quarters with him. It's not even his bag.
It's impressive.
Not actually. It's the opposite of impressive. It's not even remotely impressive. Well, look, buddy. Best of luck with the move. I hope you still keep your roots.
They're deep enough.
Yeah, you have a great night. You drive me nuts. But here is someone not driving me nuts. It's our friends over in Limp Bizkit with their cover of Behind Blue Eyes. Best show back in five.
What it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty.
Best show.
Hey.
Hey.
I wanted to let you know about a show. I wanted to know if you knew a show was on TV that I just saw on a flight last week.
All right. What's that show now? Well, first of all, who are you? What's your name?
This is Jay from Seattle.
Jay from Seattle. All right, Jay. What's the name of the show?
Better Late Than Never.
Better Late Than Never. I've never heard of it. What is it now?
All right. Well, it's Better Late Than Never. And it just so happens that I think I can nominate the cast of characters for the Beatles Scum or Scum Beatles. So it's a reality show where a fun-loving group of guys travel to Asia in season one, Europe in season two. And those guys are William Shatner, Henry Winkler, Terry Bradshaw, and George Foreman. And they're accompanied by a comedian and I think an MTV host, Jeff Dye.
So who is it now? It's
William Shatner.
William Shatner, who will literally do anything.
Henry Winkler.
Who seems like a very nice guy, and he's always like undercutting the Fonzie thing so hard, right? He's always like, well, you know, when I was Fonzie,
definitely.
I was doing, like, it was so, talk so softly. Well, you know, in Happy Days, it was always a good time.
Well, strangely enough, the next one, Terry Bradshaw, on that one episode I saw, asked him to stop acting so feminine.
Asked who? Henry Winkler to stop acting.
Henry Winkler.
Feminine. There you go. That's
to stop acting so feminine.
You'd almost think he was a football player from the 70s. Go ahead. Who else?
George Foreman, which just.
Your phone.
Like
you bleeped
nice
out
guy.
There. Who?
George Foreman.
George Foreman, the boxer and grill mogul.
Yeah. It seems like a very nice guy. I think. Scum Beatles.
So you think that show lines up perfectly for that? Henry Winkler doesn't belong on that list, though.
Well, you got to watch it, Tom.
Right.
Very nice guy.
All right. You're tempting me.
It's cringeworthy.
All right, buddy. You're tempting me. All right.
I'd like to take George Foreman out and replace him with Jeff Dye. I don't think he belongs in there. It's amazing. I mean, tons of hijinks. Terry Bradshaw is nude in at least two episodes.
Oh, good.
Henry Winkler is nude in one episode.
Oh, great, great. Please.
Okay. But I would check it out.
Oh, yeah, you've just sold me on never watching this. A weird dude, man. Got some weird callers out there. You know, we'll get back to those weird callers in a few minutes, but let's check out some music from Leonard Cohen. Here's You Know Who I Am. Best show back in five.
I cannot follow you, my love. You cannot follow me. I am the distance you put between all of the moment that we will be. You know who I am. You've stared at the sun. Well, I am the one who loves changing from nothing to one.
Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Woody from Rochester, New York.
Woody from Rochester, New York. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Woody?
Tom, I have one for the topic, sir.
What do you got?
All right. So I went with musicians from the 80s. I've got Glenn Danzig.
Okay.
Axl Rose.
All right.
Lars Ulrich.
Uh-huh.
And Morris Day.
Why Morris Day?
Because Morris Day threw a lady in the dumpster in Purple Rain.
Yeah, you know, he's super an actor. Messed up. He did what was on the script.
I don't know. He looked really happy about it, man.
Well, he's a good actor. I refuse to put Morris Day on that list just because he played the part he played. So what? You're okay with people shooting people in movies?
All right. I mean, I don't know. It felt like that was like his. Like, it was like we're introducing Morris Day as Morris Day in this movie. Like, that was his. Like, that was the character that he's playing in life as well as in the movie. But would you like a substitution? I don't have one for right, but I started another list, and I can give you one of those.
Let's hear. Who do you got? Give me one substitution from your second list.
Owen Benjamin.
Yeah, okay, that tracks.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
All right, and best show coming back in a few. We got listen to something. This one goes out to Stephanie in Los Angeles. This is Black Parade. Welcome to Black Parade, My Chemical Romance from Newark, New Jersey. They say more Short Hills is my opinion, but doesn't matter. They are from New Jersey, and we salute them. Here are My Chemical Romance. Best show back in five.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade.
Best show.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Not a whole lot. To whom am I speaking?
This is Ahmad from San Diego.
How are you tonight, Ahmad?
I'm excellent. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
Well, I was just calling because a few weeks ago I was doing some last-minute Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And I was in a bookstore, and I've been to this bookstore before, and there's like a portrait on a little shelf. This is verbatim books in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, I thought this was like a big science fiction author.
Yeah.
But then I became a fan of The Best Show, and I looked very close at it for the first time ever. And can you guess who it was?
I can't.
It was AP Mike.
Oh, they had his head shot up.
Yeah, they had his head shot up. It was signed verbatim book, signed AP Mike.
So
it was like the most surreal moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I asked the front desk lady, you know, the clerk, if she knew what it was, because I wanted to make sure, mm-hmm. and she had no idea.
Yeah.
Big shot. And she said, ask her boss, who was not there.
Didn't see that one coming.
No.
Yeah, some poor employee. Someone who works there orders an AP Mike headshot 4 years ago. Sits on the wall. I have no idea what it is.
Ghost of Christmas Past.
Yeah. Well, so what did you end up getting at the bookstore?
I ended up getting something for a friend of mine. It was a Secret Santa. I got him a book called Zen Flesh, Zen Bones, because I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
I got him a French to English dictionary, because that's what he wanted. And then he said he wanted something complicated and something like dense, so I got him the Odyssey.
Yeah, that's complicated. What would you say if your guy had a book? What would you say? What would you say if I finally did it? What would you say?
If you had a book?
Yeah.
I'd read it. Probably have to get it signed, too.
All right. A little pushy. I'd read it.
What?
A little flip.
I'm a big fan. I want the book.
All right. You know? How many copies would you get? Would you give it out to people for the holidays?
I think I'd buy one for myself and maybe one for my friend who is also a big Best Show fan that I converted. I think I'd have the signed version for myself and
sure.
give him the unsigned version. That I get the hardback, nice. You get the paperback.
I like that. Well, who says it's going to be hardback or paperback? I don't know.
I think you should go for it. You should write
maybe
the,
I should.
The
maybe it's
oral
the, maybe
history
I will.
Of the Best Show.
The oral history of the Best Show. Oy, oy, oy. This is it.
I do have
You're
one.
Listening to it. One what? What do you
I got? Do have one for the topic, though.
What do you got?
So I did. So yesterday, I'm a student at San Diego State, and I also work there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be there, and it's over the break, and my parking pass expired a day ago. And for the first time in my life, I got a parking ticket. So I'm going to say, I don't want to, like, throw this, like, meter maid, like, under the bus and, like, say they're the beetle of slime, of scum. But I'll say they're the Pete Best of scum because I'm pretty peeved at the parking ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha. I gotcha. It's not fun getting a ticket.
No.
All right, buddy. Look, you have a happy new year. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Happy new
year. Coming up next, more calls. But in the meantime, let's check out Weezer. Back again. Another request for Weezer. This is from... their 2002 album. This is Dope Nose. Best Show.
Yeah, hi Tom. This is Brandon from in Davenport.
Davenport. What's up, Brandon?
Not much. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on tonight?
I had one for the topic.
Let's hear it. What do you got, buddy?
Well, Joel Osteen.
Uh huh. Okay, you don't want to smile.
Billy Joel Osteen, yeah.
Okay, keep going.
John Schnatter.
Papa John.
And Charlie Sheen.
That's a pretty solid, Fab Four. I like it.
And I also wanted to call because I got, your... patch and sticker in the mail, and I wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, thank you, and I appreciate that. And I want to say to anybody, we sent out the patches. I'm getting a few back from people whose addresses aren't correct, and if your address isn't correct, I'll try to email you and make the correction on that. But go to the Patreon. If you support the show, go to patreon.com/thebestshow. Correct your info so we have the correct address for future mailings, please. And we'll get that. We're getting them out to everybody, and I appreciate it. And thanks so much. And that's the only way you support the Best Shows over at Patreon. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. And we are going to get back to the music. Here is something from High Rise. Best Show back in five. Best Show. Hello, hi, Best Show.
Hi there. I've just got something for the topic.
Okay, what do you got?
My name
is Steven. I'm in New York, so my phone is so quiet. It's such a bad.
You sound great. You sound great, Steven. What's up?
Perfect. Okay, so first of all, I just wanted to corroborate Lori from Miami offering Fat Mike. The Cokie the Clown thing was weird. I had a bad time with that whole situation. I think I talked about it on Mike's show a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And from there, I'll go Howard Stern. Has he been brought up?
No.
Well, how not?
I don't know. I'm not the callers.
You didn't make the list yet. I get it. Howard Stern, pretty out there with the scumminess. I think that's on purpose.
All right, keep going.
I think he brought a lot of bad stuff to the world.
Keep going.
What about Norm MacDonald?
All right.
Anybody feel a way about that guy?
I don't know. Your list. Your list, cuz.
He just seems like I
don't know. I don't need liner notes on the list. Just give me the list, baby.
Okay, I'll give you. Okay, fine. Norm MacDonald, because he seems like now he's just kind of a buffoon. Doug Ford. I'm from Toronto, and you know, Rob Ford would make it, but we can't speak ill of the deceased. So his brother, the current mayor, will say him.
Okay.
I think that's all I got. All right. I wanted to also say that Axl Rose, you can't be that bad. I mean, he's now woke in late life, and somebody had offered Axl Rose. So I say get rid of Axl Rose. No. Right.
He's woke now, everyone.
He's woke.
Hey, everyone, Axl Rose is woke now.
Of all people, Axl Rose is woke.
Can you believe it? He wrote that one song didn't realize. If he was older than three when he wrote that song, it's a bit of a challenge to suddenly champion him. But whatever. Everybody gets chances. If it's in their heart and they can grow and become better, you have to give them a chance too. But you also can admit that they sucked. All right. Buddy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Best show coming back. Coming back with more of your calls, but in the meantime, we are going to check something out now from... Who do we got up next now? Silver Jews, best show back in five.
I'm drunk on a couch in Nashville, in a duplex near the reservoir, and every single thought is like a punch in the face. I'm like a rabbit freezing on a star, on the wrong side of Sunday morning.
Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Oh, this is Craig from Baton Rouge.
Oh, Craig from Baton Rouge. What's up, Craig?
Oh, not much. The last time I called, I had just ordered the Best of the Best Show box set. It came in. I listened to it. Been really enjoying it. I just wanted to say thank you for the years of work. I'm just getting all caught up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. It was a lot. A labor of love made that happen. And we did it, and it happened, and it's in the past already, unfortunately. That box is out of print.
Yeah, that kind of bummed me out. I got one of the two that were on eBay at the time.
Well,
but there's still another one, though. Well, there was a few weeks ago. So
didn't make me happy, neither. But that thing would be in print forever. But what are you going to do? You play the hand you're dealt, buddy.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say, I just got a Best Show sticker, and it's on my car now. It joins. I'm not really a big sticker on the car person, but I have one for you guys now, and the other one is a Harris Whittle sticker in the style of Fish the Band, but instead of Fish, it says Harris from Harris Fest, which is a festival his sister's been putting on. So y'all have joined the echelon of being my car worthy, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, Harris was, I was friends with Harris. He was a sweet soul, and everybody misses him. He's truly a loss.
That's how I kind of got on the Best Show train. I'm a big Hollywood Handbook fan, so I knew you from there, but I just decided out of the blue to re-listen to Analyze Fish. And your episode was like, man, I like this guy from Hollywood Handbook and Analyze Fish. I need to dig into his other stuff.
Well, you're on board now. You can't get off.
Exactly. Oh, man.
I wish I could get you out of here, but I can't.
Yeah, that's what I always like. I call every now and again. It's my third time calling, but it always seems like everyone is either on the East Coast or the West Coast. You don't get a lot of Southern folks, so I like to represent.
Oh, that's awesome! I appreciate the appreciate it.
Yeah, so I have a addition to the topic, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, so my nomination for the Beatles of Scum are the Beatles themselves for the song Run for Your Life, which is such a creepy bummer to end Rubber Soul, which is my favorite Beatles album, but I always skip that one at the end. Like, the idea of the song is that John Lennon will murder his significant other if he catches her.
You better run for your life if you can.
Yeah.
You might have gotten her already.
And the thing that I always, like, whenever I bring this up to, like, Beatles fans, like, friends of mine who love the Beatles, they're like, oh, well, it's just a joke, you know? And I'm like, they literally says on the song, let this be a sermon. I mean everything I've said. Baby, I'm determined, and I'd rather see you dead, like he says in the song. Look, no, this is not a joke. I mean it.
Yeah, look, he was a demented mutant.
So yeah, that's my nomination as John Lennon primarily for writing and singing that song, but the other Beatles for not stepping in and saying, "Hey, Rubber Soul."
Yeah,
like,
sure about this one? Yeah,
yeah.
That's a great one, buddy. Thanks, and thanks for the support. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Right, you have a
love
great,
you guys. Keep
year.
Rocking on.
All right, Happy New Year, buddy. And we'll get back to the calls in a minute, but coming up now, we got. We'll get back to it. Let's check out something from AP Mike here on The Best Show. Best Show calls back in five.
Michael Perry died in a freak accident last week. Drove his car through the front of 7-Eleven.
Best Show.
Hey, Tom, it's John in Lawrenceville.
John in Lawrenceville. This isn't just any John in Lawrenceville. This is the guy who does that Christmas thing every year. Everybody loves it. He's the guy, Christmas John. These names.
It's me.
It's Christmas John.
Happy New Year.
Oh, it's John Solomon. What's up, John? Happy New Year to you, too.
I have a Fab Four Beatles of Scum, but I'm hoping you can tell me who plays what in this band.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Jabba the Hutt.
Okay.
Harvey Levin.
Yeah.
Dr. Heathen Scum from the Mentors.
Okay.
And the Philly Fanatic.
The Philly Fanatic, eh? Why the Philly Fanatic?
He's a creep. Boundary issues.
Okay. He plays bass.
Okay. I had him on drums.
Okay. I think we're going to put Jabba the Hutt on drums. Seems more practical. Where did you have him?
I had him on guitar.
On guitar. Let's slide him behind the drums.
Okay.
Just put him behind the drums. We'll put Philly Fanatic on bass.
Okay, because Dr. Heathen Scum, his natural position is bass.
Okay, well, we're going to slide him. We're going to put him on. We'll move him up now. Rhythm guitar.
He's playing. And where does that leave Harvey Levin?
He plays lead.
And so, who sings?
They all do.
Wonderful.
They all sing. Wouldn't you want to see that band?
I would very much want to see that band.
Yeah. So how are you? You did the Christmas thing where you played 45 hours of Christmas music. I think you still might be doing it.
No, it's just 30 this year.
You still might be doing it. You're still not playing Christmas records right now, are you, John?
No, I still have actually one CD that I still have to preview before everything goes away from 2018. But I'm almost there.
There was one thing you did. Felt like a slap across the face. You know my.
Oh least, no! What was
know,
that?
You know my least favorite of all these Christmas records, the Snail one. The Snail one, whatever that one's called. Snail Time. What is it?
Snail Time. Yep, that's it. Snail
what,
Time.
What is that one called? Snail.
Snaildartha, the story of Jerry the Christmas Snail? Yeah.
That's the one I don't like. So I know that, but there's people. Apparently, I'm in the minority now. Apparently, everybody's the biggest fan of Snaildartha.
Yeah, someone just messaged me yesterday saying they have a snail ornament on their tree and asking if they could mail it to me so I could sign it for them.
And what did you say? Sorry, no signatures, no autographs.
I said sure.
Did you say, this is a message? As of
peace and love.
January 20th, I will throw all snail-related items in the trash. They will be tossed. I have things to do.
Peace. A wonderful and impression love. Of Beatles of Scum drummer Jabba the Hutt.
So, but then you go and you get that band to do a new version of Snaildartha.
They did on their own. They performed it live for the first time in Minneapolis the week before Christmas, and I got to debut it during the final 3 hours of the marathon.
This is where we're going to turn around. Your Christmas thing, which you do on WPRB, the Princeton radio station, every Christmas Eve into Christmas Day. This is where we're headed.
The Happy Flowers Christmas song, so that guy in Oklahoma could have taped it.
This is where we're exactly got the other stuff off PRB. You just roll some tape on it. This is where we're heading. If you don't watch out, it's going to be Snaildartha and Misfits songs. You're going to do 8 hours of Snaildartha and 16 hours of Misfits, and then it's see you next year.
It's looping. It's getting closer. I've noticed that it's really only the middle, like 8 or 9 hours, that I have to really think about in the moment now, because there's so many different things that are kind of scripted because people want to hear them at certain times.
What's one that went away this year? What's one that went that didn't fit the that just you ran out of time?
Oh, there's always, like, I always wake up on December 26th thinking, oh, I should have played blank.
What's a biggie that fell out? Did William Burroughs fall out this year?
You know, that hasn't, you know, I know that's another one of your big favorites, but I don't think I've played that in like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, good. Well, the people have spoken.
The person has spoken.
The person has spoken. That maybe that should be the name of my book.
The book?
The person is book. Yeah. Hickory dickory dock. Right? If he'd started doing Andrew Dice Burroughs, right? I was online at the bank the other day.
That might be the book right there.
Just start doing that? Yeah, maybe. We'll see. There ain't gonna be no book. I got things to do.
Well, can I make a request?
Of course, please.
Can I hear some Buck Cherry tonight?
Some Buck Cherry. Yeah, we got Buck Cherry coming up. Let's see. What do you want to hear from Buck Cherry?
Oh, you know, dealer's choice. It's up to you.
All right. Well, you know, if you leave it to me like that, you know what you're going to get.
I know. I think I know where this is headed.
Yeah. Wait. Where's Buck Cherry? They got no Buck Cherry on this thing. How's there no? Don't tell me Buck Cherry didn't give their rights to. That's impossible. Hold on.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Well, how about Buck Cherry's cover of New Jersey's own Dramarama?
That might be good. All right, we'll get some Buck Cherry on before the show ends.
Sweet.
All right.
Good to talk to you, Tom. Have a great night.
To talk to you. You have a grand evening.
All right, I'll see you. Bye. Bye.
In the meantime, we've got Buck Cherry coming up for John, but let's check out something. This goes out to request to Pat Byrne. This is Kids Bop, All the Small Things, Best Show Back in 5.
Best show.
Hey, Tom, this is Brandon from Queens.
Brandon from Queens. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I've got the Beatles of Scum list for you.
What do you got?
All right. First is the Mucinex guy with the suspenders and the accent.
Okay, the actual character.
Correct.
Okay.
Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Okay.
Walter, Jeff Dunham's old man puppet.
Sure, yeah, of course.
And Kelsey Grammer.
And Kelsey Grammer, thank you. That's a perfect list. You have a great night.
You too.
Okay, best show, back in five. Let's check out. This goes out to John in, hold on. Got the kids' bop still playing. We'll send this one out to John in New Jersey. He wanted to hear some Buck Cherry, and then here's their version of Nine Inch Nails, Head Like a Hole. Buck Cherry, best show, back in five. Best show. Hello, best show. Okay. Nobody on the line. Let's take another call. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Hal in Portland, Oregon.
Who is it now?
Hal in Portland, Oregon.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I've got a couple additions.
Let's hear it.
For the topic. So I have Rivers Cuomo, since you played Weezer earlier. I'm a Weezer fan, but he is a little scummy.
All right.
I have every male photographer who exclusively shoots hot naked women.
Okay.
I have the guy who shoved me at a party last week.
The guy who shoved you at a party. List. That's a good list.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You have a good night.
You too. Bye. All right. We got no more calls, Mike. Show's got to end. We got another call coming up here. Final call of the show. But let's play some music first. Then we'll be back. It's a best show. Let's hear something from Steve Martin on the best show.
One last thing. If you bought my album and you came down here expecting me to do a lot of routines from the record and I didn't do them, maybe one or two, there's a reason for that. I think performers have to move on. You just can't do the same old material over and over and over, and it's kind of a cheat, I think, to rely on the same stuff. And if you don't agree with me, well, excuse me! One of the greatest art exhibits ever to tour the United
States. Even I can't wait for the thing to start. Best show, hi.
Hello, Tommy. How are you, baby? I'm so glad you're back from Canada.
Okay. Who's this?
Yeah. This is Bobby from Bayonne.
Bobby from Bayonne. What's going on tonight, Bobby?
I'm the biggest snob of the world. I want to talk about Roma. I think that's a great film.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, I was in Grove Street earlier, and I want to give you an update about the Grove Street Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
They are breaking news. They're currently out of pumpernickel. So anybody that's going to the Grove Street Dunkin' Donuts, please be aware they're out of pumpernickel.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
No. Thank you for answering.
Okay, you have a great night. Oh, boy, that felt like a weird threat. Okay. Okay. Trying to let me know he's close. Best show, final call. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tom.
Yes, hi.
Oh, hey, this is Jesse at Kingston. I got four scum Beatles if you're interested in.
Final call. Let's hear. What do you got, buddy?
Okay, so I did substitutions to sort of match types. So for the McCartney, I have Andrew Dice Clay.
Okay.
Harrison, Mitch McConnell.
All right.
Ringo, Guy Fieri.
Okay, I like it.
And the Lennon would be Lars von Trier.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Final call of the show. I appreciate you. You wrap this thing up like a champ.
Anytime.
All right. You have a great night. All right. Got to end the show. I had a long day. My poor little puppy chomped a bone. A little too big. She's doing all right. Fingers crossed. Knocking on wood for my dog. And I say to you, we will be back next week. Well, if Steve Gunn should be in studio next week. How about that? Steve Gunn. He's got a new album coming out that's fantastic. We'll hear something new from that, and he will be here. So, looking forward to that. I tell you all, Happy New Year once again, and we will talk next week. Have a great night. Let's end it with Destroyer and Dream Lover from the Poison Season album. Best show back next week. Thank you all for listening. Good night.